USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Questions of Attorney General Bill Barr at a House hearing today go beyond the special counsel's Russia report, and some believe the AG suggested in one exchange on health care that he does not think the Affordable Care Act will be declared unconstitutional. It came as Pennsylvania Congressman Democrat Matt Cartwright suggested it's outrageous that the Trump administration is now supporting a case that's seeking that, saying tens of millions of Americans would lose their health care coverage.
And 750,000 from Pennsylvania alone, right?
I'm just saying that if you think it's such an outrageous position, you have nothing to worry about. Let the courts do their job.
As for the Mueller report, Barr says he expects to release the entire report, though in redacted form, within a week. Democrats are still demanding access to the full unredacted report, as well as substantiating evidence. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Sources still say that soon-to-be former Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen did not resign on her own but was fired by President Trump on Sunday, but she had nothing but good things to say when she spoke to reporters yesterday. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
She takes the high road, thanking the president for the opportunity, saying she shares his goal of securing the border.
I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
And the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, this after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property.
Did you have this in your bracket? The Virginia Cavaliers have won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, the school's first national title, beating out Texas Tech in overtime last night, 85-77. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California is now the 18th Democrat to be running for the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Technically, spring arrived weeks ago, but winter says not so fast. The U.S. Midwest is expecting more snow come tomorrow and Thursday. Here's the National Weather Service forecaster Patrick Burke.
We're forecasting more than a foot of snow for a pretty broad area, extending from eastern Wyoming through parts of far northern Nebraska into much of South Dakota, and then eventually on into Minnesota, including the Minneapolis area.
The president is now threatening to put tariffs on imports from the European Union. On Twitter this morning, the president referenced findings from the World Trade Organization, saying the EU has taken advantage of the U.S. on trade for many years. It will soon stop. It follows his administration saying that it's going to impose tariffs on $11 billion of imports from the EU in response to EU subsidies to French aviation giant Airbus, Boeing's biggest rival. We're just learning that four men have been arrested in connection with the kidnapping of a California woman and her safari tour guide in Uganda. The woman and her guide have since been released. And the late Senator John McCain's beloved dog, Burma, has passed away. The senator's widow, Cindy McCain, posting on Instagram that Burma died in a tragic accident. She explained Burma's now frolicking with the one she loved the most in heaven. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.